Aren't they
and
all
thanks
terrible?
For Joe.
Sorry.
You motherfucker. This whole podcast is now ruined.
All right.
Well, I'll quit. According That's to what the I'm going
to do. No, according to the last one we did, we cancelled. We rage quit.
Did we? Oh. Yeah. Well, welcome back. We did not rage quit. We are still doing Solving None of the World's Problems. This is episode 19, and we're so glad to have you here once again to watch us accomplish nothing with our lives and our podcast. But we're glad you're here nonetheless. We got some great stuff to talk about. Just a couple quick things, of course. If you've got a world problem you think we should tackle or take a look at, email us at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com, or you can X us, tweet us, whatever the hell it is these days, at Snotwhip, S-N-O-T-W-P. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Alex, by the way, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Lam Jazz, the other one.
The other one, that's right. Well, I'm so glad you're here, Glam Jazz, as always, because frankly, I'd be terrible alone. How was your week? Anything exciting going on? Any new drama at school?
No, it's actually been pretty bad because it's coming up to Christmas holidays, so like classes have been pretty vacant and everyone's just not coming in. Other than that, it's just been boring, same old crap. How about
gotcha,
you?
Gotcha.
Anything happened to you? Is the man back with the dogs?
It's a rough... Oh, I haven't seen him in a while, actually. Snow has finally settled in. I don't know how long it's going to stay, because our weather has actually been pretty warm, thanks to the El Nino.
Yeah.
So, that's not too bad. But, like, life-wise, it's just been a fucking nightmare week, I gotta say. Like,
tell me about it. What's going on?
I don't want to get into it, because it involves my job, and I don't want to say too much about that right now, because... long story short, I hate mergers, and the companies are always asshole, it seems like, when mergers happen. Some more on the sad side of things. Like, it seems like we're pretty certain now that Vega, my cat, is in the early stages of dementia.
Yeah, I saw you post about that. That sucks, man.
Well, it's like, a lot of people are still surprised that cats can even get dementia. That's the crazy thing. They have very complex minds.
I was going to say, well, is that even... But I didn't want to be like, I know, it's a touchy subject.
It's okay. You're my friend. I'm not going to just... I wouldn't jump down your throat and be like, this fucking asshole doesn't understand me. Yeah, and then, like, the podcast is over. Like, how many times have we canceled this podcast now, including this moment, which totally would have happened if you had asked anything about dementia and cats? We'd have canceled ourselves twice now, at least.
Very true.
But you know what? Like, come on, Lamb Jazz. You got to know me well enough by now that if you were unsure about it, I wouldn't shit on you. I wouldn't jump down your throat and shit on your heart just because you asked a question about it.
I know, but I'm just so used to Gen Z and people being so wishy-washy.
Gen Z.
I know,
I'm
but
fucking,
it's like
old decrepit millennial.
No, you are not. No, listen. I'm just so used to people being so unstable that when I talk to you, it's like. It's like a fish in hot water kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Breath of fresh air. It's
yeah,
just like
exactly. That's
you have a hard time believing that I'm not going to just crap all over
look,
you.
I'm not going to say every Gen Z is bad, but I just feel I'm always used to just the same lines, if you get me.
No, I hear you, man.
So
I get
if
it.
If I ask about something like that and they just have a fucking tantrum,
why did you ask?
How insensitive of you?
If in most things these days, people are overly sensitive about shit. We can't just accept the fact that someone's ignorant about something and just move on with your life. Some people can't do that anymore. It's crazy. You know?
Like, I'm just a genuine, like, I'm a very curious person. So if someone, of course, if it's within family and someone's dying, I'm not going to be, my first thought isn't, oh, how did he do this? How did he, like, I just like to know stuff in general. So, like, for instance... When I hear, like, about your cat, that gets me thinking. Because I had a teacher years ago when I was in high school, and she said her mother's cat had an STD. And we always used to joke
Holy
about
shit.
That. Yeah. And this is true. It had some sexually transmitted disease from horn around other cats or some shit. So when you said that, it kind of shocked me again. Cause it's just like, they suffer from a lot of stuff humans do, then, huh?
I mean, Vega had chlamydia, but not like the sexually transmitted chlamydia. Okay. He had like, it was like, what the hell is it called? Feline chlamydial conjunctivitis. It's an infection caused by bacterial organism Chlamydophilus.
Okay.
Common. So it's cats can get it from each other, but not sexually. Like, it's not a sexually transmitted chlamydia.
Well, what about in humans?
But we've kind of wiped that out, I think. So that's good.
Yeah.
He's over his UTI. Like, overall, like, he seems like he's feeling better from, like, the last month of just tons of fucking meds, UTI. He's still not peeing in the box. Like, he's still having trouble, but he's doing really good. He's gotten a lot better because every time he does it, we give him praise, we give him a treat.
Yeah. So you know. Now that, like, that is the possibility that he's gone through, like, he's, like, have you noticed him personality wise change? Because if he has dementia, still, it's gonna, you know.
Well, not entirely. It's very different in cats. Like, for cats, chlamydia is, it's almost like just being in the dark completely. Like, I posted it on Reddit looking for some advice and other people's experiences. And they're like, now someone said, now you, as in me, are the one with night vision in a way. But for, like, cats, apparently they get more clingy and cuddly because they feel kind of lost.
Okay.
So, with the dementia. Like, he's doing all right. He's doing quite well. Like, it's early stages. And, like, the big thing I've noticed is, like, sometimes he'll just stand there staring not at anything and just, like, almost like he's unsure what he wants to do sort of thing. It's, like, overall, he's still himself. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to be looking into stuff to slow it down or do whatever we can to help him out. And the big thing is keeping the routine and, like, just cuddling for him. And if he yowls because he might be alone or looking for somebody or anybody, really, that's where I got to get up from wherever whatever I'm doing and go and, you know, comfort him so he knows he's not alone. And luckily, I live at home right now with my parents because before I was unemployed, in which, let's not even get into my work shit. But it's nice that they're often here when I'm not. So he's never truly alone, which is really good.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad he has that. Like, I have the money to move out and buy my own place again, but I'm going to stick around for his sake until he passes.
You need to give me that financial advice, bro. But not right now. But
the job I have right now pays great money, but they're becoming huge dickbags. But I found some good ones to apply to. But this isn't the apply, guys. This is the solving none of the world problem, guys. And everyone's just here to hang out and see how we fail at helping the world once again by being completely useless. Please advertise with us if you got sponsorship. We'd love some sponsorship. I mean,
we'd love anything. We're like the sluts on the corner. Please.
Oh, we're so slutty.
Just give us something, bro.
We will do whatever you want. We will say whatever you want. We're all for you. Speaking of slutty, I saw this interesting article about police in France and Italy rounded up some gangsters or gang guys or some shit. I sound like an old person right now. Some gang guys.
Gangers.
Gang guys. Watch out for those gang guys. They're bad. But it was police in Spain and Italy, not France, seized 5,000 liters of adulterated olive oil. Which I was just like, what the fuck is adulterated olive oil? So it's apparently they're trying to pass off lower quality oils as virgin and extra virgin olive oil, which I hope it's not like, which it probably isn't. Cause I mean, if people were eating oil that was killing them, then my mind first went to like engine oil. Cause it does look like olive oil when you think about it, but I guess it's just lower quality oils and they had like 5,000 liters of it and they got arrested.
Because they're
very tight on regulations. And understandably, you know, people are paying for virgin and extra virgin. What's the difference between a virgin and an extra virgin? You know, that's what I'd like to know.
You're asking the wrong man.
Extra virgin! Extra virgin! Yeah, so they got arrested for it. It kind of reminds me, do you ever hear about that massive maple syrup heist that happened in Canada?
I've never heard of that before, man.
So, some guys, maple syrup cats? What the fuck is that? Like, I'm doing Google search, and I did maple syrup, and the first thing that comes up is cats, and there's maple syrup urine disease. Maple syrup heist is the third one. So, the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. Nearly 3,000 tons of maple syrup was stolen. It's at a value of 18.7 million Canadian when it was first stolen. So $18 million of. Can you imagine? How can anyone manage to steal 3,000 tons of maple syrup. Like, that's crazy to me. That seems unbelievable.
What's even more crazier to me is that, one thing is stealing it, but how are they selling it afterwards?
I mean, it's not that hard. You just bottle it and make it your own brand or whatever.
Yeah, but you can't just go to some store and be like, oh, here, sell this, you know.
But you can sell anything online these days, though. Sell it to tourists, too. You know, tourists love to buy maple syrup.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I'm just thinking of it as a... I know with certain people are very anal when it comes to food.
Canada's well known for maple syrup.
If this is an FDA approved, I'm not eating them, man.
But that's just Americans in general.
True. Anyway, enough about Americans, bro. The amount of times in this podcast where we'll be talking and the hatred for Americans comes back.
We can't help it, though. And it's the Americans' fault. They want to get mad at us. Come at me, bro. Fix your shit. Stop being so sensitive. You know, they talk about how the rest of the world is so sad and pathetic and all that, but then one little joke about America and they suddenly lose their minds. You know?
Yeah.
Time to pick up on the irony, America. Be better. Be better. That reminds me of that speech from Newsroom, I think, where like someone's like, why is America the greatest country in the world? And he's like, it's not. And it's true. It's not the greatest country
in the world. So on the topic earlier on about dementia, what was that link you sent me in?
Oh, I just sent that. I was actually just going to segue us to that as well. So thank you for doing that. Thank you very much. So I found a very interesting article where it says, in mice, nose picking is linked to Alzheimer's. So apparently, picking their noses, or at least mice noses, has a very surprising link between it and Alzheimer's, which makes you wonder about humans and
Alzheimer's. Pick my nose. I'm going to put my hand up and say, I pick my nose. In the secret of my bedroom, I pick my nose. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to come out with the secret too. I fucking love picking my nose. I love it. I love getting a nice chunk of booger. Oh, I love the times where you plug one nostril and you blow hard and you get a nice chunk. Oh,
sometimes you wake up in the morning and it's like, it's not crusty, but it's there, you know, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah. We are pushing away any women that listen to this podcast from us. I'm going to be single forever because of this. And you know what?
Oh, well.
I'm fine with it. Give me super Alzheimer's. I don't care. I love picking my nose.
I sure hope that's not related to humans. Because if so, oh, God.
After reading the article, they said that doesn't mean there's a link for humans and nose picking and Alzheimer's.
But it just gets you thinking, like, if this was the case, you would see kids in play school or primary school or whatever with
start slapping stuff. Their hands, like, you want to get Alzheimer's?
They would have stuff in their nose because their protective parents be like, I don't want my little Johnny to get Alzheimer's.
I'd be like, pick away, son. Pick away. That's my boy. Yeah. So, you know, it makes you wonder, like, should I start picking my nose less? Really save it for the good times.
The once a month time when you're lonely and, you know, the room's warm.
And your finger's just sitting there. Your nose is just itching for it. And you're like, yeah, I'm gonna.
It's that
I'm gonna
time.
Finger fuck my nose. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me? A lot of things.
Well, hey, if it comes from last week's podcast from feces transplants on
right because I had promised I was going to talk to my mom about it and record it and see what her reaction is. I forgot to do that, but I've put a reminder and I will have that for another next podcast.
Yeah, the girl who streams that I said I'd have one too, she said I forgot about it until only when I was editing the actual episode. I asked her, and it was about this guy came into her stream and asked her to pop a balloon and he would pay $1,000 to $2,000. Now, according to her,
that's crazy.
He didn't request anything weird. It was literally just pop a balloon. But she said she didn't have a balloon. But what
like a lot of people will offer to pay people for that and then they reverse the charge in a real person.
Yeah, I would be very weary about that. But,
Anyways. So that's it. Not much else happened. She didn't really pop a balloon for him.
No, she didn't have a balloon on her. But
I mean, you can blow up a condom. Who really does? For one thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I bought a copy of Become Human. It was on cheap, and I kind of want to stream it.
What is that?
Become Human. That's like where your choices matter, but it's like robots in the future and shit.
Oh, I've never heard of that, man.
I'm surprised. It's the same guy who did like Indigo Prophecy. I think it was that there was that PlayStation one where like it had a Saw killer sort of deal. Same guy. David Cameron, I think his name is. Oh, no, right. That's probably not who it is. It's probably not David Cameron. Anyways, I want to do stream that, maybe. See if I feel like streaming again. What else? Oh, did you see that video I sent about the contraband that people were trying to sneak into a Texas prison?
They had a
fake piece of lumber. It was like, filled with cell phones.
Yeah,
like,
I see that.
Come on. Of all the things, fake lumber is a terrible idea because if you looked inside, the stuff in there is very loose. It's going to be bumping around. It's going to be making noise. I'm not surprised they got caught at all. I'm not surprised they got caught with that shit. I mean, tons of cell phones and other stuff there. Like, I get it. You know, people want
my opinion,
access
these,
to the outside.
These people, they're in prison, okay?
Right.
I think countries should view prison as a place to rehabilitate and not the way it is in America. Like, in the Nordic countries, prison is not, like, normal prison. Like, they're put in, like, apartments.
No, I heard it's, like, about rehabilitation. Actually, there's a show on Netflix where a guy goes to, like, the world's deadliest prisons or whatever.
Yeah.
But he also went to a Norwegian one, because, I mean, why not, right? And it was really interesting. Like, a lot of the people really changed their minds and they're thinking about themselves and such as people. Like, it seems like the softer touch helps.
I mean,
because a lot of the other prisons where they treat you like fucking shit, you're getting just repeat offenders.
You're just getting, all it is reinforcing what you believed before, but you're using what you believed before, but you're using it in prison, if you get me. The same instinct and survival, you're just using it in prison. So I don't think it's
exactly,
especially nowadays, considering how prevalent the internet is, like to take that away from someone. You know what I mean?
There's got to be a little bit of punishment, but if there's to change yourself as a person and improve, okay, that's where you get access to more stuff.
Exactly. Know? Like, if it's a petty crime, like, man didn't pay his parking ticket bill, or let's say he tax evasion or something stupid, it's like, oh, just give him the stuff, you know? But if it's like a pedophile or a murderer, no, of course not.
I mean, that's just it, though, these days. Like, here in Canada, we have an epidemic of expensive groceries and such.
Yeah.
And, like, do you guys have self-checkout in Ireland?
Yeah.
So, apparently, a lot of the big companies here are deciding that self-checkout isn't that great because they thought, okay, we can save money by employing less people, but instead with self-checkout. But now they're finding that it's not worth it because a lot of people are stealing through self-checkout.
Yeah.
It's like, how can we maximize our profit to fuck people over? So I was talking about how grocery companies are being super greedy here and like fucking now they've realized self-checkout doesn't work. What were you saying when I said all that shit? So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you look at Walmart, you know how much money they lose monthly because of people stealing? Now, of course, that's not just self-checkout, but I've seen a lot of videos of people just using self-checkout and completely abusing it. So it is.
Well, you know what? These companies are abusing the shit out of people these days, you know? It's bad enough that like companies like Walmart especially, they pay their people absolute garbage. And then they expect people to buy their bullshit. I mean, like, something's got to give. It's bad enough like people can't afford homes anymore for the most part, and it's just like we've become an economy of waiting for parents to die in some cases. Like, that's
essentially
so fucking nuts, man. Like, that should not be.
I don't know how we fix that.
That's a hard one to fix. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because the thing is, a lot of these companies are so fucking short-sighted when it comes to profit. Because here's the thing. If you raise people's wages to a proper amount, guess what they're going to do? They're going to spend more money. And they're going to spend that money on your shit anyway. So really, you're just going to be able to hyperinflate your profits that way. They're going to buy more of your shit. That's what's going to happen. People are going to be happier and they're going to continue buying more and more of your shit. especially if you're one of those companies that steps out of your way and pays people a proper wage, people are more likely going to want to spend their money at your business too if you're treating your people right.
Very true.
If I hear a company's being shitty, I go out of my way to not shop there. Fuck them. I don't know if you've heard, we have a fucking sugar shortage here.
Oh.
In stores. Because I guess there's like, I think it's sugar producers here in Canada, might be somewhere else, are on strike. So there's like been a huge shortage of sugar. And like I'm seeing online people, like, guys, there's sugar here at this place, at this address, and all this other kind of stuff. It's like, wow.
What dystopian world do we live in? Guys, there's sugar on 73rd Street. Go get him. Get him.
So there's sugar there. Well, it's just like COVID again with toilet paper.
Don't get started on that. Don't.
Oh, fucking. Fuck the people in COVID who like hoarded like hand sanitizer and other stuff like that. And then tried to resell it to make money out of wankers. A crisis. Worst fucking people. And wankers. It's so funny that like as much as I hate Amazon after having worked for them and all that shit, it was hilarious that they wouldn't let people who bought a bunch of their shit for cheap resell them.
Yes. Now, that whole COVID pandemic toilet roll crap, I don't know. That was such a funny situation for me because... What are you going to do? If the world breaks down, society collapse, what? You can't eat toilet roll. What do you... Like, all you can do is wipe your ass with it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Lamb Jazz? If the world went to shit...
No, just use
the
water.
The one luxury I would definitely like to keep is toilet paper, I think.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you could always wash your ass or after taking a shit, but either way, like, your hand's going to get dirty.
Yeah, but society's collapsed. Sewerage isn't working. Your toilet's not going to work. So, I mean, you're just going to have bags of shit rolls.
Toilets aren't electric, though.
I know, but the water system.
But a lot of stuff that makes the water system. Yeah. That's true. Or is now.
I mean, you fill the cistern by yourself. You can still get it to flush, but that's a lot of water you're going to have to find somehow.
Yeah, there was this one post-apocalypse show I watched, I remember. I think it was The Road, maybe?
Okay.
With Viggo Mortensen, I think, where like things were starting to go to shit, and he's like, fill the bathtub, fill this, fill that,
yeah,
with water and all the other
They always, yeah. They always say, fill, like, any emergency like that, if a storm's coming, they always say, fill. Close your toilet lids and fill bathtubs and sinks and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember years ago, like, speaking of water and such, I can't remember, my mom gave my brother, like, a bottle of water. He's like, it's expired. But it's like, no, it isn't. Water's been around for billions of years. How's water going to expire? But that's just because, like, a lot of businesses, they have to put an expiration date on stuff.
And a lot of the time, it's the bottle, I'm pretty sure. Because if you leave... I know this is not really related, but... If you leave a bottle of water in, like, a hot car for more than a couple hours, you have to throw it out because the plastic gets into the water, basically, if you get me.
Plastic is already in us. Who are we kidding?
Oh, no. Big time. But I think that's what the expiry is on it.
I mean, no, I'm with you there because, like, that doesn't mean I should just continue to let plastic get into my body, you know?
Oh, it does indirectly. Like,
prevent it as best as I can.
Yeah, there's this, I don't know. Listen, I know it's TikTok, whatever. But he has a microscope and he just, like, he gets random food from stores or fast food restaurants and looks at them through microscopes. And he did go to like one McDonald's or two, a couple of McDonald's, and a couple of them did have like plastic fibers in the chicken nuggets, you know? Now, it wasn't all of them, it was only certain ones. So obviously like the cleaning procedure or whatever, they got the batch of chicken or whatever it is. But I thought that was intriguing. But there's stuff in your food like that you never see or notice because, I mean...
Well, it's microscopic, yeah. It builds up and it's like everything is...
Now, it's so minute that it's not going to kill you, you know? But it makes you think...
It might later on.
Later on, yeah.
You know, lead paint and all that other shit, too. That was asbestos. A bad thing for a while. Asbestos. Like, it's just, we're the fucking microplastics generation. Woo!
Maybe that's why my generation's fucked up. Your generation had so much plastic that they produced it in their sperms and ovaries, and then they
give birth. We're not even that different in age.
They like, give birth to Gen Z. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, how old are you again?
I'm not telling you. I can't tell anyone.
Why?
Because this is the internet. They're listening to us right now. They get all the information.
They're trying to steal all our information, basically, to figure out exactly who we are so they can find us and do what? Huh? Do people listening want us for what? What are they going to do?
Oh, bro, you don't know. There's some crazy fucks out there.
Yeah, maybe. Well, either way, good time as any to wrap things up. But first off, just a little bit of goodbye stuff. Like, what's your age there, Lamb Jazz? What's your age again? You were just telling me?
No, Colin. Tell me?
Oh, you fucking... Oh, you bitch. Anyways, please, if you like the show, we appreciate rating us 5 stars. And if they ask for comments or whatever, comment as well. Helps to get the show out there. Helps new people find us. And again, if you got some world problems you want us to tackle, send us an email at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com or twix us. Yeah, that's it. Twix us at Snotwip, SNOTWP. And thanks again for joining us for another episode of Solving None of the World's Problems. Goodbye.
Bye.